Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air across the Super Talk Radio Network, online, wherever you find us. We're glad you're here, and we thank you for tuning in. It's an odd day. Well, we've got great guests. Let me say, first of all, we've got the new recruiting coordinator for men's basketball. Bryce Garris is here with us. Leah Williams will be here to talk about Fan Fest, but it's a weird day because Kelly's dressed like a grown-up today. Is there... doctor's appointment or court appearance would be more likely, I guess.
But you know me pretty well, don't you? I got the ankle bracelet removed today, Bob.
So. Congratulations, Kelly.
Thank you.
Golly.
It's also an odd day because our first guest, Bryce Garris, is actually excited about the future of college sports.
Well, good.
Heck yeah.
But before we move on, how did this compare to the first time they took the bracelet off last year? Did this feel better to you?
It's kind of like divorces and marriages. Once you've been through it, Bob, it's no big deal.
I got you.
You know, but it is good to know that I can go wherever I want, whenever I want.
Yeah.
At least for now.
I got you. Hey, I want to let everybody know real quickly that we'll be making some announcements here Friday about some new sponsors, and then we'll be making some announcements the first of the week about how should I say this?
A couple of additions
to the Super Talk Eagle Hour crew. So we hope that you'll tune in for that. All right, we got Bryce Garris here as we broadcast from the Southern Bancorp Studio here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Opening segment of the show every day, of course, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Bryce Garris is the new recruiting coordinator for men's basketball, and he comes to us from Louisville, Kentucky, where they know a thing or two about basketball. And Bryce, welcome, man. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, man. Great to be here.
That's blue blood country there, isn't it? Kentucky, between Louisville and the University of Kentucky.
Oh yeah, big time rivalry right there. Yeah. I grew up more of a Kentucky fan than anything, if I do say so myself. Even though I'm from Louisville, something about the blue and white kind of just ran home for me, man. It's a little bit different out there.
Did you pronounce that around Louisville? I mean, they hate them in Louisville, don't they?
Gotta wear it loud and proud, man.
Yeah, I got you. Well, we're glad you're here. Tell us how you ended up here.
So back in 2019, with Coach Leidner's first year, I was his GA. Went through that first year, and then I left after that 1 year to go be an assistant coach at Tallahassee Community College. That was during the COVID era, and because it was, you know, JUCO, some money stuff just kind of didn't fall right, and especially with COVID, I had to get out and I had to go make some money. So I actually got out of college sports for the last 4 years, and I've been working back home in Louisville running my own real estate company. And as you just so happen to say, the future of college sports, the NIL world, like it really, once I found my, I guess like a new skill in running businesses and investing and asking people for money and things of that sort, you know, I kind of was like, hey, this is a good thing that can like merge well with one another because I still love basketball and I want to get back into it. So once I kind of made the decision that I want to get back into basketball, I've been working Coach Leidner since December, you know, just hitting up, hey, what about this player? What about this idea? Just like really trying to grow that relationship stronger with him. And when it came time to, he had a couple of hires to make, I made sure that I got down to meet with him face to face and say, hey, this is everything that I can do for you. Here's the plan. What do you think?
You sold yourself.
Sold myself, man. Had to do it.
But really, Bryce, when everybody else seems to be just really put out with college sports, NIL deals, managing money, which you're gonna have some input into what player gets what kind of money, all that sort of thing. Everybody else hates it. What is it about it that seems you're enthused and excited about it?
I think it gives everybody an equal chance if they can get creative enough. So, you know, you kind of got to be realistic to the levels of college sports. Southern Miss is not Kentucky. It's not Ole Miss. It's not Mississippi State. But if you can be creative in the sense of how can we generate revenue, how hard can we work to generate revenue, we can now go and theoretically compete with bigger schools for better players. So it's like, okay, if we're offering this much and they're offering this much, maybe that's the one thing that this kid really cares the most about is how much money he gets. You know, so if we can offer that amount of money, hey, now we have a chance to compete with big boys and grow our brand. Say, hey, Southern Miss is here to play in this new era of college sports.
But when you've been doing what you've been doing in Louisville, a real estate investor, property owner, property management, you know, I'm sure you were doing well. Why would you want to dip your toes back in?
There's nothing like college basketball, man. There's nothing. It's a passion. It's you love it. I'm from Kentucky, man. Like, basketball's been my life. I'm the son of a coach. I've been in the gym all my life. Like, life doesn't feel normal if I'm not in the gym. And money, on my personal side, couldn't care less about it. I want to be coaching basketball, man. That's what I want to do.
Well, good for you, man. We're glad you're here. What was it about Jay Ladner that attracted you?
Jay Ladner is one of the best human beings on this planet. He's such a nice guy. He's such a nice guy. I even say maybe he's too nice of a guy sometimes. Mm-hmm. Where I get coach, like, let's go, man. Let's go. You know, like, you know, be the aggressor sometimes. And he's doing it now. I think we us young staff that has came in now has kind of energized him a little bit more, especially after everything that he's been through the past couple of years. I think, you know, he's got a little bit more pep in his step than maybe he has in the past with the past couple of years. But Jay Ladner is one of the best guys that I've ever been around in college athletics. He's a real genuine guy. His word is true. What he says, he does. And that's one thing that I really respect.
And your line of work, too, I don't think there is a sport in major college athletics now more affected by the transfer portal and the NIL than basketball. Am I right about that? And if I am, what's your game plan to tackle that here?
We want transfers. We are adapting to the new culture of college athletics. I don't know if basketball is hit harder than any other sport. I can't say that for certain, mainly because I don't care about any other sport and what goes on because I'm so focused on our team. We don't have time to worry about what's going on over here, over there. We need to be focused on what is happening with Southern Miss basketball.
Let those coaches worry about it.
Let them worry about it. We'll worry about us because that's what we have to do if we're going to be any good. If we want to win, we have to be concerned about us first and us only. But how we're dealing with the transfer portal, we want older guys that have the experience. You know, if we do take a high school kid, it's going to be a high school kid that is just going to come in here and just be an absolute stud, no brainer from day one. But because of the short turnaround time of everything, we don't really have time to, you know, sorry about it, develop a kid through 4 years. If we can do that, great. That's fantastic. We would love for that to happen. But we also got to be realistic to the situation that kids are probably going to transfer, and we're probably going to go after transfers in the portal.
Well, two big, huge hurdles that you guys have to deal with, Bryce. One is the fact that, and Jay Ladner makes no secret about this, you guys have got to win now. I mean, when we interviewed Coach Case, we were going, man, why would you come here knowing worst case scenario? And we certainly hope it isn't the case, but it could be a one and done situation.
For sure.
But that's part of the nature of the game.
Everybody's on a 1 year lease, man. Everybody's on a 1 year lease. And if you're not cognitive to that reality, you're probably not going to last in this industry. And, you know, I think our staff, we operate well with our backs against the wall. We're all a staff full of guys that nobody wanted, is what Noah Croak, who you all interviewed the other day, said. He always says that. We are a group of guys that at some point in time nobody wanted. And does that fuel a fire in you? And I think with our backs against the wall right now, it pushes us hard, where every day there is an intentionality behind every single thing that we do. We're still recruiting for the 25-26 basketball season, right to the second. Because we got to make sure that we have everybody in the right places.
One thing that worries me about this guy is he's not very enthastic.
No, he's not. He's not.
A little too much laid back.
You know, a couple of pom-poms, he could be right out there on the sideline. But the other thing, Bryce, is, and it's been frustrating for fans, Jeremy McLean has said his frustration. Coach Ladner was promised new facilities when he came here, a practice facility. We still haven't – I don't think we've seen an ounce of dirt moved.
Okay, let me tell you guys something. Finish your thought, though. Finish what you're saying.
It's frustrating.
It is because
Coach Ladner's going, we're already handcuffed with what we're dealing with some other schools, even in the Sun Belt Conference. But when we keep saying that this is coming and we don't see any proof of it, it's just frustrating.
Mm-hmm. So I actually had a talk with the project manager, Michael McCollum, over that whole deal with Southern Miss like 2 weeks ago, kind of saying the exact same thing that you just said. And he said, I'm telling you, we're working on this every day, and we've been working on it. Now, there's some things that people like. They like seeing dirt move. They like seeing machines outside the building. But he was assuring me there's so many different things that have to go into play before we start doing that type of stuff. We have to think about X, Y, Z. He's saying every single day we're working on it. And I'm like, I'm with you. I want to see some dirt moving. I want to see some stuff going on. But you got to have, I guess, be patient towards the situation of what it is. But a new practice facility, we got to invest into the basketball program if we do want to compete on and on and on throughout the years. So I'm with you. I'm with you.
Bryce Garris is the new recruiting coordinator, also in charge of revenue sharing for men's basketball from Louisville, Kentucky, now here in Hattiesburg. We're going to continue our conversation with Bryce, other side of the break. As we head into the break, I remind you about Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Great place to take your family for a great meal. Great place to cater upcoming football tailgates. Dickey's Barbecue Pit. We really appreciate our relationship with Justin and the guys at Dickey's and Fuzzy's Tacos, of course. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, FanFest is this weekend. Leah Williams will be joining us a little later in the program from the athletic department to tell you all about that. This segment is sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street, campusbookmart.net, where they're loaded up with all kinds of Southern Miss apparel. And we think if you're going to buy some Southern Miss stuff, that's where you want to go. If you listen other parts of the state, other parts of the country on our podcast, you can just simply go to campusbookmart.net. And speaking of that podcast, it's on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bryce Garris is the new recruiting coordinator for the Southern Miss men's basketball program. All right, Bryce, give me your abbreviated elevator pitch. Kelly Santer is a no, you got to really use your imagination. Kelly Santer is a very promising transfer. A point guard. You can look at him and tell. He was built to be a point guard.
Yeah, he's not recruiting right tackles.
Yeah. How do you recruit him to Southern Miss?
Man, interesting question. Initial. I like to be as honest as possible with people.
All right.
As honest as possible. I think that differentiates you from the fluff that is every other recruiter out there. Where it's like, hey, man, you know, you come here, you're going to get to play a lot of minutes. You're going to get to do X, Y, Z, give you the whole spiel about things. I go and I kind of say, as a transfer, it's like, what's wrong with you? You know, opening up this dialogue for them to have a communication of like, this is what has been going on in my past. This is what's happened. Like, why are you leaving this school? I want to know why. But then it's just like really giving the pitch on Southern Miss of this is what we expect you to do when you come here. We hit it hard, like right out of the gate. There's no trying to get to know you immediately. It's really just figuring out what it is that you are trying to accomplish in your next move. Are you more motivated with making the most money? Do you just want an opportunity to finally play? Do you want to? Do you have something to prove? Like, what is it that you are really wanting? And let's start talking about that. Because if you just care about the most money, fine, that's cool. I have no problem with that. But I'm not. I don't want to spend any time talking to you about other things if money is the motivator. Let's figure out the main thing first, and then tackle that.
How concerning is it? And I hate to, let me reword. I hate when people start questioning how. The problem when you have transfers who have been at three different schools in 3 different years, is there anything that worries you about a past that's just not consistent with a lot of these guys?
Back in the day when the transfer portal wasn't a thing, there still used to be kids that transferred 3-4 times, even when the portal wasn't a thing. That's why, you know, I have NAIA basketball experience and D2 basketball experience and JUCO experience. So my entire basketball career, even before the portal opened up, has been dealt with transfers. So I've always just kind of like, why are they leaving? Why are they leaving? Why are they leaving? Now, because of other opportunity, it's so much more common that you don't really think about it, but you do at the same time. But that's why I like getting out in front of it. Like, what is wrong with you? Why are you leaving right now? Just so we can figure things out and get to know what your particular situation is. And then if it kind of gets to a point where I'm liking what I'm hearing, I feel like you're being honest with me. I'm being honest with you. We're building that trust like immediately as we can. Then we can kind of go to the next stages of it. But now that people transfer a lot, no, not really, because it's expected.
So is part of your job, Bryce, raising money? And then when you talk about revenue sharing, kind of fill in the layperson as to what that job entails.
Every single staff member is responsible for raising money. You know, we can't be delusional to the idea that we need funds to operate such a big organization, right? Especially for now with the NIL era. Yeah, I would say a big portion of what I do is trying to raise money. We just had our golf scramble last week that we did. We went gangbusters with it. We had the most teams that we've ever had play in the tournament. We generated a lot of revenue. We had a lot of big-time corporate sponsors kind of help us out with everything. So that was big time. We're setting things up now for a gala, just kind of like a silent auction dinner here in a couple of weeks. And we have more ideas that we're trying to push through the ringer of our administration. Like, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? Can we do this? Can we do that? And just trying to get it all finalized.
The NFL has, depending on where an athlete is drafted, they have slot values, you know, as to what an athlete is worth. How do you guys as a staff determine how much any of your prospects are worth?
The valuation of a student athlete is by far the most difficult process of all of this right now, because there are kids out there that are making way more money than they need to be making, because people just don't know how to value an athlete. What is the criteria of saying this kid is worth this much? I don't have that answer. All I do know is that you have to work within the budget that you have, right? We can't be out there like going, yeah, we'll give you X amount of dollars, and we don't have it. You know, we have to stay true to what we are, and that's why raising and generating revenue is such a big time deal now. Is like, we need, like, how much do you need? I don't know, like more. You know, is basically the mindset. So just having the ideas that generate the revenue without banging people's door down, be like, do you want to give? Do you want to give? Do you want to give? Like, let's give them something in return now is kind of the thought process.
The reason I asked that in particular is I know that last year Southern Miss was in the market where it was really close to signing a kid, and then for whatever amount, doesn't matter. But then South Florida, who by no means is a basketball powerhouse, comes along and offers that same kid 14 times what Southern Miss offered him. So, I mean, you can't...
How do you compete? How do you compete in that, you know?
Well, and like you said, they're making more than they probably are even worth. Mm-hmm. So what do you see in the future of getting a handle on that, like the NFL? This draft pick is worth this amount.
You're seeing a lot of insurance companies come into play now. We've kind of dabbled in that thought where they're kind of doing the legwork of figuring out, hey, if you an incentive-based style, right? Where that makes it a little bit cleaner, where it's like, if this happens, this much gets added on. If this happens, this much gets added on, much like a pro contract, right? That makes things a little bit easier. That way you can kind of promise certain amounts that are within budget with the promise of more based off incentive that the insurance company then pays. you know, that's kind of the deal where our heads are kind of going to make sure it's a cleaner process. But even then, like, that's so new to us that we're still just trying to learn the ins and outs of it before we like finally pull the trigger on trying to do something like that.
Bryce Garris is one of the new Southern Miss assistant men's basketball coaches, also in charge of not only fundraising and recruiting, RevShare. At Media Days for the Sun Belt in football, Bryce, a couple of weeks ago, one of the things I asked the commissioner was, what is the league trying to do to strengthen the Sun Belt as a basketball conference? Few, with all due respect, will argue that of the big three, football, basketball, and baseball, that overall basketball is the weakest product that the conference puts on the court. If you could wave a magic wand, you know, is there anything that you can think of that the conference could do conference-wide to strengthen and up the stock in Sun Belt Conference basketball?
That's a great question. And I don't even know if I have a good answer for you. I'm so new to the Sun Belt that I don't know what the problems are yet necessarily, how we could grow it. So that's the probably the best answer I can give you there.
That's
but what
fair.
I can say is, you know, these schools need to start allocating some more funds to the basketball program so they can go and get better players.
That's and you know, Georgia Southern's opening a brand new you know, facility this year, and I know that most people, by all indications, have said that the To the Top collective is in a very healthy state right now.
Yeah. Very much so. And I haven't even dealt so much with the collective. Now that we've went from NIL to RevShare, where the universities are able to pay, I haven't even dealt much with collective at all. It's just been, you know, raising our own money so we can operate the program at the highest level that we possibly can.
Well, in the future, with the revenue sharing in place now, is that what we're going to see? Every program is out raising its own money. Is there going to be a need for collectives?
You know what I could see happening? My prediction is a lot of athletic administrations are going to turn into LLCs, their own LLCs, so they could raise private equity. I could very well see that happening because we're turning into professional sports.
So you could buy stock in Southern Miss basketball.
You could buy stock, you can invest into. I could very well see that happening.
There's a buy.
Hey.
Yeah,
I could very well see that happening.
Yeah, mm-hmm. by now, and then when they win the conference, you've made a lot of money.
Well, I think in the old days it was called buying season tickets. That was kind of buying stock.
But. Hey, look, we got about a minute left. Kind of give us a 1 minute overview of the team as you've seen it so far. What will fans see?
Fans A are going to see a team that is together. We went through the whole summer. We did not have one problem with a kid getting in trouble off the floor or on the floor. We have a great group of guys, a great group of guys that you enjoy being around. They have personalities. They like each other, which is really encouraging to see. I thought our teamwork was really good. They picked each other up. They passed the ball. We have a lot of skill, and we're deep. We're deeper. We're probably the most deep team in the country. We got about, you know, up to 18, 19 guys right now. And again, that's how are we going to like kind of juggle all that? I have no idea at the moment, but that's like an everyday thing, puzzle to put together, right? I like our shooting ability. I like our skill level. You know, we really put an emphasis in recruiting on guys that can do all three things that are important to basketball, which is dribble, shoot, and pass. You know, we have a couple of athletes. We just got one guy in from France the other day, Jahi Benet, who was a missing piece all summer. You know, we didn't have like this explosive, you know, get his head to the rim type of guy that could just jump and go and big and strong. He just got in from France because of the whole immigration visa process that happened throughout the summer. And we got him going on a workout. So we're like, that's the missing piece right there that we were needing. Somebody just goes and gets the ball. So I think we're going to have a complete team of guys that can do anything, that play any style of basketball that you want.
Your enthusiasm is contagious.
For sure.
And we're glad you're here, man. I think you're a great addition. And I think Jay Ladner will tell you how Kelly and I feel about him. We're big supporters of his, and we wish you and Coach Ladner and all the new guys nothing but the best of luck, Bryce.
We appreciate it. We really do. Thank you for having me.
Bryce Garris, everybody. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. 4th Street Bar and Grill, where you can get a great lunch, great dinner. Big games are always on TV. I bet there's some preseason NFL action.
I think just about every night now until the regular season starts, there is. Of course, they've also got Golden Tee Golf. They've got the pool tables there for a good game of pool, darts. Anything that you want to get involved in, they've got it for you at 4th Street, and they're all Southern Miss fans.
Oh, well, no question about that. Also, Mo Bevier Company right down the street, 2902 Hardy Street, great place for desserts. And Genesis of Hattiesburg, they're the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs are just beautiful, and that's all from Mississippi's exclusive showroom dealership, only one in the state of Mississippi, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Leah Williams works for the Southern Miss Athletic Department. She's deeply involved in a big activity this weekend. It is Fan Fest. And Leah, first of all, thank you for coming on the show. I'm going to guess with everything that's happening, there's going to be a little extra juice this weekend at Fan Fest. What do you think?
Yeah, I sure hope so. From what we've got planned for everybody, one of the biggest things is really just getting our student athletes in front of the fans. Especially with a large majority of our football staff and players being new, just making sure that our fans can, recognize them and know who they're going to be rooting for in the fall.
Right. All right, let's go through the basics. When and where, what time, what activities?
Yeah, so we've got our Fan Fest is kind of our kickoff to the fall. It's this Saturday, August 16th. It's going to be in the south end zone here at M.M. Roberts Stadium. And it'll be 5 to 7, trying to avoid the heat of the day. I know it's still probably going to be warm, but trying to avoid the major heat of the day. And really, it's just a big fan engagement event for all fans. It's free admission. So we'll have multiple booths set up. We'll have our Barnes & Noble bookstore will be on site, so if anybody is needing some last-minute gear to purchase, they'll be on site for that. We'll also have our concession stands open, because I know that's going to be prime dinner time, so everybody should come hungry and grab something from them. We'll also have some fan interactive things, such as we'll have a caricature artist there, so you can get a little memento from the event itself. And want a photo booth to be able to take some pictures and take those home with you as well. And also just kind of meet and greet opportunities is probably the biggest thing is, we'll have football, volleyball, soccer, and cross country will all be there for autographs. And we'll have posters for each team and a chance for the fans to meet the student athletes and really get to know them better. And then also for the kids, we'll have some inflatables to play around on as well.
That's a nice touch that you include the other fall sports because, those kids work every bit as hard, even though obviously the big spotlight shines on the football team. Leah, a big concern for lots of parents always is where in the heck do I park, especially when I got three or four kids that I'm going to have to try to be lugging around?
Yeah, absolutely. So with it being a weekend here on campus, most all of the parking will be open. We'll have parking, probably the closest option, with it being in the south end zone, it'll be over there closer to our Trent Lott Center and just a quick walk over from Eagle Walk. Eagle Walk itself will be freshly painted. Our incoming students are painting that this Friday, so that'll be something exciting for the fans to see a freshly painted Eagle Walk and, be able to kind of get the excitement flowing back on campus with our students back. And yeah, that'll be probably the best option. And then, like I said, pretty much everything else on campus will be open parking.
Now, usually we haven't seen many of them lately, but Mississippi's notorious for those 4 to 5 o'clock thunderstorms that come in for about a half an hour or so, and then roll on out. Should Mother Nature decide to rain on us Saturday about that time, what do you advise people? I mean, is it rain or shine? Tell us about that.
So we're keeping an eye on it. Being from around here, I know that all too well. And I've been sitting in the athletic center over the summer watching those storms move through. So we're keeping an eye on it. And we'll be able to make a call on that prior to the event because obviously a large majority of it is an outdoor space. And so We'll be keeping a close eye on it, and communication will be sent out if anything changes to that via social media, email, and all that different thing.
And let me tell parents that are listening today, bring your own Sharpie.
Well, you can bring your own Sharpie. We'll have some supply for each student-athlete. So
okay.
You can bring, if there's extra items that people want signed, if they have like some footballs or, you know, volleyballs or jerseys or T-shirts or anything like that, welcome to bring them if you want to use your own, if you got a special one that you've been using for a few years, you know. But we are going to supply those for each student-athlete. So always good to have a backup if you need it, though.
All right, Leah, I don't mean this as a negative. I mean this as a positive. But, you know, having this every year is a cool thing. But this year, more so maybe a little more than ever, because there are so many new players on the team that don't know the public. The public doesn't know them. This is a really important opportunity, I think, for some of those relationships, for lack of a better term, to be established, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the reasons why we're trying to, you know, get everybody excited about it, get everybody involved in it, because it is such a new team, especially looking at specifically football. And we've got some great guys. I've been able to work around them a little bit over the summer and get to know a few of them, as well as our coaching staff. And that's one of my biggest goals, is to make sure that, you know, come August 30th, when people are in this stadium, they know who these people are. You know, they know who these guys are that they're watching on the field, and they can, you know, you always like to be able to pull for people that you feel like you got a connection to.
Of course.
And so this is no different. You know, making sure that our fans and students alike kind of feel like they know the guys and get to know them a little bit better as well.
And some of these ideas, Leah, are new, like having the bookstore there for people to purchase things. That's just one of the ideas. But when you – and to have all the fall athletes, all sports for the fall there, take us through the planning processes and some of the things that you guys discussed. Yeah, we think this would be a good idea. Maybe we should do this, or – and how long you guys have been in the planning stages here?
Yeah, so we've been looking at it for a while now, as you can imagine. You know, it's kind of, this event's kind of just fallen right in there with all the fall planning and everything and getting ready over the summer. And, you know, one of my biggest things being in this role and just being in college athletics is making sure that all of our sports are represented as well as they can be. So that was kind of my thought process behind making sure that we included everybody in this, at least for our fall sports. So, you know, just kind of we're looking at things through almost a new lens for this year, kind of forced to with the new changes of not just here at Southern Miss, but, you know, in college athletics, period. And so we're kind of looking at how can we – not necessarily change things, but how can we improve on things? How can we kind of, you know, make the fan engagement and enhanced? And how can we make it a little bit fresher and make sure that we're staying up to date with everything that our fans are wanting as well? So,
and just,
you know, kind of, yeah, go ahead.
Real quickly, because a lot of the students are going to be moving in too, because classes begin on Monday. Any potential problems there?
So we're actually in the midst of a lot of move-in right now.
Okay.
From the early this morning, campus has been really buzzing for the next couple of days on freshman move-in. And, you know, so we'll have the majority of them will be on campus. I know that their Golden Eagle Welcome Week starts in just a day or so. And so, you know, a lot of those will already be here. And for those upperclassmen that maybe are trickling in, we're kind of incentivizing to get to campus a little bit early and enjoy the festivities, because we'll have some representatives from our Student Eagle Club there as well. And, you know, just kind of showcasing them that, hey, these are your teams as well. And, you know, these are your fellow Golden Eagles and people that you're probably going to be, you know, sitting next to in class for certain majors. And, you know, just getting them involved and kind of saying, hey, welcome to campus. And this is our big welcome to campus for everybody.
Years ago when I was at Holmes playing football, no one ever told me I had to go to class. Do you have to do that now?
What a ringing endorsement for the junior college system, Bob. Thank you.
Hey, Liam, we appreciate you very much, and we thank you for coming on real quickly, about 20 seconds left. The time and location again.
Yeah, so this Saturday, August 16th, at the South End Zone, M.M. Roberts Stadium right here on the Hattiesburg campus, we'll open the gates at 5 o'clock. We'll be here from 5 to 7, and we hope to see everybody here.
All right, hang around, Leah. We talking to Leah Williams of Southern Miss Athletic Department, and I really appreciate her input and her activities with FanFest.
My kids always loved FanFest, getting the players' autographs and putting their posters in up on the wall of their bedrooms.
Are you giving autographs at this year's event?
I haven't been invited, Bob, but that's okay.
I got you. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape, whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak. TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, here we go. Thanks for tuning in again today, everybody. We sure appreciate Bryce Garris for joining us and Leah Williams. That was fun talking to her. This segment is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street, state-of-the-art baseball softball training. Luke Reynolds is the manager, and we appreciate all that DBAT does. I want to thank our friends out at MCS Home Center, home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden. It's available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new home improvement center with local folks eager to help you. 7329 US 98 West in Hattiesburg. And, of course, want to say hello to Mr. Grubbs and Kevin Mullins at Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, and they're located on Highway 98 West here in town. All right, that catches all the business up. Great show for you tomorrow. Glenn Dyer covers Southern Miss sports, I think, as well as anybody. He'll be on the show tomorrow, Kelly. Glenn's going to start joining us every Wednesday now as we move into football season to get what we think will be some up-to-the-minute analysis and we think really, really good commentary. The first of several... How should I say this? Improvements slash adjustments we're making to our format, and we'll be announcing more about that on Monday's show next week. Also tomorrow, and I've been looking forward to this, I reached out to the play-by-play voice of Mississippi State University, Neil Price. He's coming on the show tomorrow to preview the Bulldogs for us because, Kelly, man, it's almost football season.
It is, isn't it? You know, and I think for me, it starts with Media Day as a media person. Then Fan Fest, I think, kind of kicks it off officially for the fans because I think of the little kids as being the real fans, right? Them mm-hmm. getting to meet their heroes and get autographs and so on. And then, believe it or not, 2 weeks mm-hmm. from this Saturday, it's go time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a lot of time at all, really, when you think about it.
No. And what a great opening matchup, too. The closer it gets, the more excited I get about it.
The first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, Mississippi State, Jackson State, and App State?
It's going to be good.
Oh, man.
But man, I got to tell you, the you know, to have Mississippi State open here, last time they opened here was Todd Monken's second year. Their quarterback was the quarterback of the Cowboys,
Dak Prescott.
And you know, Southern Miss got beat that night, but that was the second year, and you could see a difference. And you knew that Todd Monken's effect was beginning to take place. And the Mississippi State coach said as much after the game when he said, "This is not the same team we played last year." Of course, we know what Monken went on to do. And now here's another new era. And
a critical era.
Oh, I think absolutely.
Because Southern Miss football has really got to get back on the ground of where it was.
Will it ever be back where it was? And this is not a dig at Southern Miss. It's just such a changed landscape in college football. Let me think how to say this. Are the days of thinking that the Golden Eagles can go beat Florida State and Alabama over, and we should, and I think we should be just as excited to go win Sun Belt games and compete for our conference championship? I think that's what should be exciting to fans.
I remember when the Eagles joined Conference USA. The running joke got to be it was Conference USM.
Right.
Because they won just about everything. We were the James Madison of the time. But now you see schools like James Madison.
We were the Southern Damn Miss. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah, you've kind of joked about that. But James Madison is doing everything right.
Sure.
And they're kicking butt and taking names. I don't think that's outside the realm of possibility. I think Southern Miss can do that. And with the collective that got off to a good start. And look, there was no secret about it. And Coach Charles Huff said so, that one of the things that was a deciding factor in him coming here was he had access to collective money that he just didn't have at mm-hmm. Marshall. So between pulling in some players that had been paid and then other seniors and more experienced players, I think Southern Miss could really be a surprise, not only in the Western Division, but in the entire league.
First two games will be fun, exciting, but I still say the most important game in the first half of the season is the third game. When App State comes here, so many similarities, and we've been talking about this, but you know, that's going to tell you a lot, I think, about this team's ability to compete in the league.
That'll be the first litmus test, because it counts, right, toward right. their first goal of winning a conference championship.
Right.
But you were talking about the great guests, Bob. Friday on this show, we've just confirmed the dad bod himself.
Listen, ladies.
Danny Lynch.
Spread the news, ladies.
Yes. Danny, I think he'll have a shirt on, but Danny Lynch will be here on the show Friday.
I mean, I like the guy, but I don't really want to say about
it. He's the new head baseball coach at Mississippi Delta. Right.
The Trojan.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
The old saying, the old cheer, go ahead, Moorhead. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that. Of course, I know.
File that in that brain of useless information.
I know that you're a member of the Holmes Wishful Thinking Hall of Fame.
That's right? The only Hall of Fame I'll ever be in. It's the Wishful Thinking Hall of Fame. That's exactly
No,
right.
you were everybody as much a part
That's
of that
exactly
team, Bob.
Right.
The water boy is really important.
I thought it was. The guys were thirsty.
And that's right.
The fourth quarter when I got out there.
Somebody had to do it.
Yeah, and slipped a little vodka in there for the quarterback from time to time.
The players were saying, "We want Getty."
That's the only I'm sure they were. All right, that wraps it up. Look forward to having Mr. Price on the show tomorrow, as well as Glenn Dyer. We really thank the world to him and look forward to having him on the show. Thanks for listening, as always, everybody. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.